Nice.
Good morning, listeners. Today in the Apple Pie channel, we'll be talking about poverty. To be more specific, the poverty situation of the Permanent Five. For the newer listeners, the Permanent Five are some of the most developed countries in the United Nations. The five countries are China, Russia, UK, US, and France. Although the Permanent Five may be some of the most advanced countries in the world, four of them are still dealing with poverty problems. Why haven't they solved the poverty problem, and which country is the exception? Today we invited five experts from each of the Permanent Five to help inform us more about the poverty situation in their country. First, let's welcome the UK expert, Dr. Eddie Wong.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Eddie. How's your day?
It's going great.
Okay, so Eddie, the UK has the highest poverty rate in the Permanent Five at 18.6%, but it is still making large contributions towards ending poverty globally. Can you please explain UK's contribution to try solving poverty around the world?
Of course. So the biggest contribution of UK is providing financial support for international development. It has been spending billions on ODA, which stands for Official Development Assistance, and aid organization for achieving the SDGs goals of ending poverty. Both of them target helping least developed countries or countries that has been left behind. This seems to be working pretty well, right? However, this money is not working its value. Priti Patel, the International Development Secretary, has claimed that UK is giving money to alleviate poverty while at the same time enabling it. There is not enough accountability and transparency of the UK's spending. It has failed, or in a nicer way to put it, is doing insignificant at alleviating global poverty. And like you just said, the UK itself has a high poverty rate of 18.6%. and is still increasing in recent years. Probably the UK causes more poverty in the world than its support can compensate for.
Fantastic. Another question for Ali. What exactly is causing the UK to have such great poverty rates?
It's definitely in work poverty. The biggest population in poverty in UK is low-paid workers. 56% of people in poverty are now in the household. And we got a clip here to explain that.
What's growing is an enormous number of people in insecure, low-paid work. And that's particularly the case in the UK because benefit levels are so low. If you push benefit levels up, then you also push salaries up. But what we've done is drop benefit levels and salaries drop as well. So we have this, that's why the UK in European terms is doing so poorly.
And according to GRF's UK poverty report, there are several solutions toward this problem, including strengthen the benefit system or increase the amount of low-cost housing. However, in Robert Plummer's BBC News report of low-paid workers, he states, they were advised to claim tax credits and housing benefits, but that was when their problems began. And in that report, a citizen named Liam told Robert his experience. He said, the benefits was worth £400 a month to them, but then they were told that they had been given too much and had to repay £3,000, but he couldn't afford that. There is vulnerability of the solution. It seems to me that the government still need to work on a benefit system to ease this situation. Sadly, the poverty rate is increasing, and poor people in the UK can't just change their life by personal choices. Because poverty in the UK is a manifestation of long-term structural and economic barriers. Furthermore, in UK media, poverty in the developing country receive as much coverage as poverty in the UK, misleading the citizen to think that extreme poverty is what considered poverty, and ignoring the serious inward poverty in the UK. To be honest, UK as a developed country, trying to solve poverty both inside and outside is not doing good enough.
Thank you, Eddie. That was wonderful.
Thanks.
Now next, welcome the US expert from Chicago, Kaden Guan. Thanks for coming, Kaden. My pleasure. So Kaden, your country now still has a fairly high poverty rate. Has your country ever considered making a change towards that? Yeah, we have made some policies that will hopefully reduce the poverty rate by the end of 2021. Some policies deal with the people's basic needs, such as the SNAP, which stands for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. This program will give the people in poverty food for them to hold on to. Also, we have programs that help protect those who live in poverty, such as the criminal justice reform, which protects the dignity of the criminal families. Well, these programs had a great but temporary impact on poverty. 7.9 million people that refundable tax credits lifted out of poverty, 4.2 million of them were children. Similarly, out of the 3.9 million people that SNAP kept out of poverty, 1.3 million were children. That's good to know. Caitlin, you've mentioned how the effect of these policies is temporary. So what is stopping these contributions from making a permanent impact on the poverty situation in the U.S.? Well, to start off, we have kind of an incoherent system for measuring poverty. The poverty threshold we are currently using measures poverty based on an all or nothing proposition, meaning that if a family income is above the poverty line, then everyone in the family is not under poverty. Also, all of our policies consist a lot of giving. Instead of teaching Americans in poverty how to get out by themselves, we just give them stuff. You see, there's an old saying about if you give a man a fish, he'll live a day. If you teach him how to fish, he'll live forever. Now the Americans are strongly dependent on government policies, so that if these policies are affected, the people who lived in poverty can potentially fall back into poverty, therefore making the effect of the programs temporary. Thank you, Caitlin. That was very informative. Again, my pleasure. Now let's welcome the French expert, Dr. Wang.
Good morning, guys.
Pleasure to meet you, Dr. Wang. So, Dr. Wang, there has been much criticism on the French President Macron's action towards poverty. What has he done? Or what hasn't he done well towards ending poverty?
Basically, Macron shows very poor care to the poverty situation in France. I want to share a part of Macron's speech. In his speech, he talks about the poverty in a very perfunctory way.
Play the speech.
Il y a le scandale de la pauvreté. C'est-à-dire de vies qui ne sont pas choisies, d'accidents qu'on a subis, de batailles qu'on a menées, parfois perdues.
C'est aussi la raison pour laquelle il faut que les modes de garde soient accessibles.
Ce plan de prévention et de lutte contre la pauvreté, ça n'est pas un plan de charité. Ce n'est pas un plan charité car il ne s'agit pas de permettre de vivre un tout petit peu mieux dans la pauvreté. Il s'agit de sortir de la pauvreté. Alors, fort de tous nos échecs, de toutes nos erreurs, et moi le premier, je veux que nous menions ce combat. Je pense que nous pouvons, à hauteur d'une génération, éradiquer.
What exactly in his speech is doubtful for the French citizens?
Well, the people have doubts about him because of two reasons. First, he has not been pushing the enforcement of the poverty policies. Second, his attitude. The public dislikes when he talks in a rich person's perspective, without showing many care to his people.
Dr. Wang, why do you think the poverty policies France has made aren't making an impact on poverty?
I wouldn't say those policies are meaningless to poverty situations, because these goals Macron have made were long-term goals and need time to reveal their usage. Based on a current comment from a French citizen, the new policies aren't very amiable.
Thank you for coming, Richard.
No problem.
Now let's welcome the Russian expert, Esteban Song.
Wow, this is amazing.
Quite impressive, isn't it? Esteban, how will you describe poverty in Russia?
Russia's poverty is decreasing little by little, but it's not even close to complete the goal they set until 2030. The payment is going up, but the money they can use right away from Russians is decreasing.
Mm-hmm. The poverty rate in Russia right now is about 12.9%. Have your country ever thought of changing this awkward state they're in right now?
Yes, Russia's trying to decrease poverty by raising the salaries of the public. Russia's trying to expand the warfare for the poverty. They are increasing the opportunities of getting supported by using cash transfer. And transfer people can get more opportunity of getting employment support.
Thank you, Esteban. Finally, let's welcome the country that fought poverty the best among the permanent five. From Taiwan, China, let's welcome Joe.
你好。
Joe, currently your country has improved on helping people escape poverty. I mean, currently there are no families in China living in extreme poverty anymore. What has your country done to have such great success at dealing with poverty?
I can proudly say that China put the most effort and time into reducing poverty. The Chinese government ensured compulsory education, basic medical care, and housing safety for the people living in poverty.
So Zhou, do you have any suggestions for the other countries that are still suffering from poverty?
My advice for countries that don't have the resources is try to find help and make policies for reducing poverty.
That's great, Zhou. That's it for today's Apple Pie channel. To conclude, although the Permanent Five are some of the most developed countries in the world, there is little or no progress being made on reducing poverty. See you guys next time.